3. In this section, you are going to hear a news item about a campaign run by Coca-Cola in the Middle East. Your task is to write one word into each of the gaps below using the words you hear in the recording. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to make your decision about the answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
This month, Coca-Cola is abandoning labels and encouraging people to do the same. In honor of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, the beverage giant Coke has removed the logos from its packaging and is producing unmarked cans in Middle Eastern countries. One side of the no-label cans is blank, other than the brand's iconic coloring. The other side reads, "Labels are for cans, not for people." The aim of the campaign is to raise awareness for worldwide prejudice and stereotypes and to encourage people not to judge one another. The Middle East branch of the company announced the campaign on Tuesday, in conjunction with a YouTube video that highlights how quickly people develop prejudices, but how simple it is to break such perceptions. In the video, which was recorded using infrared light and night vision cameras, a group of strangers, all of them men, have been invited to a dinner party in a completely dark room where they can't see each other at all. In the clip, the men chat about various subjects and what they have in common, and are asked to guess each other's appearances in the dark. When the lights are turned on, it reveals a diverse group. A guy with facial tattoos, two men in Arab dress, a man in a wheelchair, and another man in smart business dress. And the participants discover how incorrect their guesses were. The group members are then asked to reach under their chairs, where they pull out the Coke cans and their "labels are for cans" messaging. The video and the cans hope to encourage people to take the time to get to know each other before making judgments and to promote a world without labels and prejudices. The campaign is being led by a Dubai-based agency, and the cans will be produced in Middle East countries for Ramadan, which began at sundown on June 17th. In the Middle East, a region with over 200 nationalities and a larger number of generalizations and labels dividing people, these Coca-Cola cans can send a powerful and timeless message that a world without labels is a world without differences, and that we are all basically just the same, human, the agency said in a statement. The Middle East campaign ties in with Coke's global effort called Take an Extra Second, which encourages people to forget stereotypes and take the time to get to know people better.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
This month, Coca-Cola is abandoning labels and encouraging people to do the same. In honor of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, the beverage giant Coke has removed the logos from its packaging and is producing unmarked cans in Middle Eastern countries. One side of the no-label cans is blank, other than the brand's iconic coloring. The other side reads, "Labels are for cans, not for people." The aim of the campaign is to raise awareness for worldwide prejudice and stereotypes and to encourage people not to judge one another. The Middle East branch of the company announced the campaign on Tuesday, in conjunction with a YouTube video that highlights how quickly people develop prejudices, but how simple it is to break such perceptions. In the video, which was recorded using infrared light and night vision cameras, a group of strangers, all of them men, have been invited to a dinner party in a completely dark room where they can't see each other at all. In the clip, the men chat about various subjects and what they have in common, and are asked to guess each other's appearances in the dark. When the lights are turned on, it reveals a diverse group. A guy with facial tattoos, two men in Arab dress, a man in a wheelchair, and another man in smart business dress. And the participants discover how incorrect their guesses were. The group members are then asked to reach under their chairs, where they pull out the Coke cans and their "labels are for cans" messaging. The video and the cans hope to encourage people to take the time to get to know each other before making judgments and to promote a world without labels and prejudices. The campaign is being led by a Dubai-based agency, and the cans will be produced in Middle East countries for Ramadan, which began at sundown on June 17th. In the Middle East, a region with over 200 nationalities and a larger number of generalizations and labels dividing people, these Coca-Cola cans can send a powerful and timeless message that a world without labels is a world without differences, and that we are all basically just the same, human, the agency said in a statement. The Middle East campaign ties in with Coke's global effort called Take an Extra Second, which encourages people to forget stereotypes and take the time to get to know people better.